All right, we're going to look at part two of this teaching on the vital ministry in the body of Christ, being an encourager. We're going to 2 Corinthians because this word is used, the word that we're studying, the Greek word paraklesis, and it's translated a number of different English words, and it's used many times in the first chapter of 2 Corinthians in chapter 1 here. We're going to take a look at it. And a study resource I'm going to use is Walter Cummins' working translation. And he's got a wonderful book, A Journey Through the Acts and Epistles. And he works the different scriptures here with notes, and then he has a working translation that he offers as well. So I'm actually going to read from his working translation. And I know you all probably have different translations, so you can follow along. And the word paraklesis, like I say, has different translations and different English words. But I know Walter here really uses the word encouragement quite a bit to identify this word. And I think many of you are familiar with Walter Cummins. I've known him for over 50 years, and he's an outstanding, I think he's one of the great biblical scholars of our time. And he's done a lot of different research resources, a lot of different writings. And so I trust his work as a workman of the word. Okay, well, let's do it here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Again, the working translation here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and the brother Timothy, to the church of God that is in Corinth, along with all the holy sanctified ones who are in the whole region of Achaia. And here's a note on Achaia is southern Greece, the area which is southern Greece. Athens, Corinth fall into that general area there. Verse 2, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and God of all encouragement. And I think most of your translations have the God of comfort or all comfort. I know the King James is like that. But here in his working translations, it says he's the God of all encouragement. And we saw last night that the gift of Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. If you remember the records in John where it was prophesied and Jesus was talking about the Comforter who would come and we could do the works that he did and greater works when that Holy Spirit comes, and it's the Comforter. Well, this is the same Greek word here, and he's the encourager. We have that resource of encouragement in us, living and abiding in us. So we can have great expectations that that Spirit can work mightily. If we're listening, spiritually have our ears open, we're going to hear some very building up things. Encouraging things that God can give us by revelation. And he is the God of all encouragement, right? All right, verse 4. Who encourages us in all our affliction so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction by means of the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God. Well, obviously this is a figure of speech where this word is used over and over and over again. And that figure of speech involving the repetition of words in different forms in order to draw attention to what is being said. That's a note in Walter's book here. But pretty neat. God is really communicating something here. And you think about the book of Corinthians, first and second, is a reproof book, a reproof for actually in correction, where the Corinth church was out in left field. And yet, in the working of the believers there in Corinth, this wonderful message of encouragement is given, okay? And this word affliction, it's tribulation in some of the other translations, mm-hmm. which is a Greek word thalipsis, which is mental oppression and pressure, affliction. And it's something the old devil sure throws on the believers. All right, well, let's move along here in verse 5. Even as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our encouragement also abounds by Christ. If we are afflicted, it is for your encouragement and salvation or deliverance. Or if we are encouraged, it is for your encouragement, which is energized by patience with regard to the same sufferings that we also suffer. I mean, again, we see this word used over and over again, this encouragement, paraklesis. Verse 7, likewise, our hope for you is steadfast, knowing that as you are fellow participants of the suffering, so you are fellow participants of the encouragement also. You know, we fully identify with Christ. And yes, we do go through mental pressure and afflictions and sufferings, but we have a resource of encouragement in us, and we've got to remember that. And don't succumb to the pressures of this world, but we rise up with the encouragement of the Christ in us. Well, verse 8, in fact, we do not want you to be ignorant, brother, concerning our affliction that occurred in Asia, that we were exceedingly weighed down, overpowered, so that we despaired even of living. Man, oh man, that was some difficult times that they experienced, Paul and his companions. Verse 9, moreover, we ourselves had the sentence of death in ourselves, with the result that we could not have confidence in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. You know, it got to the point that if they died, they had their confidence that God raises the dead. That's pretty wild, huh? Pretty neat. Verse 10, he delivered us out of such a great death. God is the great deliverer, isn't he? Mm-hmm. And man, he's encouraging the saints here. And he does deliver regardless how difficult the situation might be. And he will deliver. In him we have set our hope that he will still deliver. That's verse 10. Isn't that fantastic? Man, we're in the right family here. Our Father is the great encourager. He's the great deliverer. And we can really be confident in what he says and who he is in our relationship with him. Verse 11, as you also join in helping by your prayer request for us. Hey, does prayer work? Is prayer, when somebody says, would you pray for me or would you pray for this situation, is that just some religious thing that you just kind of do and put up with? No. It works. It makes a difference. Here it is in God's word, helping by your prayer. And man, we need to jump on that. Whenever we have an opportunity, if people ask us for prayer, or we reach out to people to pray for them and they say yes, man, we should have great believing, great expectation that great things are going to happen. All right, I got to read this verse 11 again. As you also join in, helping by your prayer request for us, so that thanks may be given by many persons for the gift of grace given to us through many prayer requests for us. Man, what a lifestyle. Great lifestyle. In fact, verse 12, in fact, our boasting is this, the witness of our conscience, that we behaved ourselves in the world and to an even greater extent toward you with integrity and the genuineness of God, not with fleshly wisdom, but with the grace of God. Man. Verse 13, certainly we write no other things to you than what you read or acknowledge. And I hope that you will acknowledge those things until the end. Even as you did acknowledge us in part, in that we are your boasting. Likewise, you also are our boasting in the day of our Lord Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ is coming back. He's the one that makes all the difference, isn't he? And we have that wonderful hope to look forward to. And I just know that God is always encouraging us through the Spirit that we have in us. We just need to be in tune to that and not get so tuned into the world and all the junk that people are saying. Let's just really turn into our wavelengths into the God wavelength and know that God does encourage, that God does communicate, God does bless, God does deliver. And he is the God of all encouragement and the God of all deliverance. Well, isn't that a fantastic section in God's Word? And I hope you've been encouraged to be encouragers in the body of Christ. We just need to build each other up. And really what this word means is to come alongside, this paraclesis is to come alongside someone to offer help and aid. And that's what we want to do. We want to just reach out to people, build them up, encourage them, put courage in them, so that they can believe God bigger and better. So, I think you got the point. I trust you do. All right.